when the recipe doesn't work, whose fault is it, yours or the recipe's?
That's a really good question, because how many times have you taken a recipe, whether it's out of a cookbook or a magazine or, you know, something someone gave you that you asked for, and you tried to make it and they made it, or it reportedly is going to be wonderful, and it just doesn't come out. So whose fault is it? It could be yours and it could be theirs. I mean, we all tend to think that when we're looking at a recipe in a cookbook or in a food magazine that it's going to be perfect and it's going to come out every time, and that's not always the case.
No, we have this assumption, oh, they would never let them print this, you know, if it wasn't perfect. But the sad truth is, not all recipes are very well tested. My policy always with a new recipe is to follow the recipe precisely, as closely as I possibly can, the first time out. That way, if it doesn't go right, or I don't like the way it tastes or whatever, then I don't have to wonder, was it something I did? I know for sure that it was the recipe.
Earlier this week, I made a great recipe I'd made once before, cut out of a magazine. It's spiced pork tenderloin with sautéed apples from Cooking Light, a magazine that I think is terrific. I trust it. I use those recipes frequently. You know, it didn't come out quite so perfectly this time, and I was trying to put my finger on what it was. When I was making it, I realized that I thought it should be browned more than the time that they suggest it's browned, or they say lightly browned. And had I gone with my own instinct, which is something I think we tend not to do, at least the first time you're making a recipe, you tend to say, let's go with the book, right?
Even though sometimes looking at these recipes, I think, that doesn't sound right to me, but okay, I'll do it your way first time.
Yeah, so do you then do it again the second time with your own tweaks?
Yeah, if I don't like the way it came out, then I will put in my own tweak, but usually not more than one, because once again, if you do more than two things, you don't necessarily know which made it better or worse, or what have you.
You know that fabulous spicy chicken recipe I'm so crazy about? You grind your own spices and then start it on in cast iron on the stove and finish it in the oven. I've learned that to have that really taste great, I have to double the amount of spices that calls for. But that's for me. Like for somebody else, yeah, that just might be too spicy.
Well, that's a great example of doing it their way the first time. And then you know where you're at and I want it more spicy. So then you can double the spices or cut them in half or whatever it is you want to do to start customizing it to your own taste.
Okay. The one cookbook you trust the most.
I can give you three that I trust the most, okay?
Okay.
Two names. One, Molly Stevens, her all about braising, her all about roasting. If Molly writes it, I believe it.
Number two. Okay, I'm with you on that.
Number two, Andrea Nguyen. I have all three of her cookbooks, Into the Vietnamese Kitchen, Asian Dumplings, and her latest one, Asian Tofu. And they've not one recipe has ever let me down yet for Vietnamese cooking and for dumplings and so on. And three, the Junior Woodchuck Manual of Cooking, and that is the America's Test Kitchen Family Cookbook, this gigantic red loose leaf giant cookbook. It's just ultra super solid, very, very reliable.
Mine is the original Silver Palette, both of Tom Douglas's first two major cookbooks, the Seattle Kitchen and Tom's Big Dinners. I've made a million recipes out of them. They all come out perfectly. And yeah, Molly Stevens, I adore her.
Yeah. Okay, eaters, who do you trust? Who's your favorite, most reliable cookbook writer or just cookbook? Let us know at kplu.org. Click on Food for Thought and tell all. With Nancy Leeson, I'm Old Reliable Dick Stein.